Jesus' Passion, 40 days of Bible readings. 40 days, that might feel like a very long time. In fact, the amount of time that we're going to be discussing happened in less than 24 hours. And yet, as we go through these 40 days together, we're going to have a chance both to look at ourselves and also to look at our Savior. We look at ourselves as we see ourselves in the characters that play a part in Jesus' ultimate crucifixion. We see how our weaknesses are found in them, and we can relate. But far more important, what we will see is our Savior repeatedly acting in love for you and me. First of all, by handling all of the difficult situations that we stumble in perfectly as our substitute. And then to take all of the times that we have failed onto his own shoulders and suffer the eternal consequences that those deserve. And so we've got 40 days together. They will be 40 days of precious reflection on the love that our Savior Jesus has for us. Our very first reading, as we begin, reminds us of how different man's control is from God's control. When there are people who are trying to hurt you, and maybe you've been a victim of something, or you know what it's like to be harmed, in that moment you can feel helpless. You know that God is in control, but there's a part of you that is just wondering, how could this really be? In our first reading, we'll see that humans can feel like they're really taking charge. But in the end, it is always God who is governing all things for the good of his children. Now, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, called the Passover, was approaching. Jesus said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Then the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas. They plotted to arrest Jesus in some sly way and kill him. "But not during the feast," they said, "or there may be a riot among the people." Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted. They agreed to give him money. Judas asked, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They counted out for him 30 silver coins. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present.